Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about your career, your work, your passion. You see, as human beings, we have different passions. That is to say, you have a passion different from what I'm passionate about. What it implies is that some things matter to me, they bother me, I'm driven to do them, whereas some other things drive you or they bother you. A lot of times, even what bothers you, I don't give a damn to them. It does not mean it doesn't matter, it just means it's not my thing. For instance, I'm not exactly driven by any desire to make sure that all the people in IDP camp have medical treatment. That is not to say that something is wrong with me or that you that have that drive, something is wrong with you. It just means that what matters to me more than any other thing at this point is not about IDP camps. What bothers me almost more than any other thing is that I'll be able to reach out to little children and talk to them about life so that even when someone else comes up to brainwash them about joining Boko Haram, they will not want to be part of Boko Haram. In fact, they want to go to school more than joining Boko Haram for any nonsense ideology. Now, that is what matters to me. When, of course, that's one of those things. So there are so many other things that I am passionate about. In the same way, there are things you are passionate about and I don't know about them, or it's not something that matters to me. Many times, people fail to abide where their passions are. That is to say, discover what they are passionate in and where their passion lies, but they refuse to stay there. Instead, they decide to do other things and find the means of livelihood, find other work from other sources aside where they are truly passionate about. The consequences is that a lot of times they begin to do things that will not yield them as much result as they would have gotten if they stayed where they truly belong. And the implication is that they begin to stress themselves to get results when they would have gotten the result with ease if they had stayed where they are passionate in. My focus today on this podcast is to share with you why you should stay where your passion is and attempt answering the question of what if I have so many passions, I have passion for different kinds of things. Now, first thing, like I said earlier, is that we all have passions. Some of those that started teaching it earlier, at least the much I know, is Mike Murdock and Miles Monroe. And one of the things they keep emphasizing is that where your passion is where is a sign or a pointer to what you are supposed to do in your life. It's a pointer to what God wants you to do. It's a pointer to what should be your life work and your career. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, every single one of us have been given passions. God has put passion in us as a kind of driver or mechanism to drive us to begin to manifest and reflect His nature in our world. So do not think you don't have passion. In fact, I've heard someone say, I don't have passion. We were in a discussion and she said that, oh, this is all of you are saying you have passion. What of us that don't even know whether I have passion for anything? Now, for the first time I heard that, and I was so shocked to hear that some people don't have passion for something. Now, I don't really think they don't have passion for. I think they couldn't pinpoint that, oh, this is what I'm actually passionate about. Anything you give them to do, they can do it. For people like that, you don't have a problem. What I think you may have to do is that you just continue to live your life normally. Anything they give you, you just do it. Over time, you'll find out that, oh, each time they give me this particular kind of thing to do, I am more interested, I am more driven, I am more eager to get this one done than this other one. To an extent, it's a pointer to the fact that, oh, this is where you really belong and not the other place. Do you understand what I'm saying? But again, like I said, if you are not passionate about anything, just do whatever thing they ask you to do. When you eventually you find out that this is where you excel at. You and I know that Joseph did not talk anything about being passionate, but Joseph rose to become the king in the land. I also did not hear something about Daniel being passionate, but we know that his father sent him to the bush to take care of sheep and he went there to take care of them. I did not hear anything about Daniel being passionate about anything, except that I know that when they went to Babylon to read, the Bible says that God gave them the aptitude to learn arts and science. Why I'm giving all of these examples is to help you see that if you feel you don't have passion in any area, don't think something is wrong with your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the power of the passion is that if you make your passion your work becomes fun for you. When your life goal, when your life career, when your life work revolves around your passion, you have the natural energy required to drive and thrive on that work. Let me explain something to you about life. You see, when we begin to do work and pursue a particular career, there are usually trying times in almost everything we do, and there's a time lag between the time of our planting our seed to begin to reaping harvest from the work we do. At such point, you need passion to sustain you, to keep you doing what you are doing, to keep you working even when it appears as if there is no result coming from your efforts. You need passion to continue to work. You need passion to continue to work and put in adequate effort. You need passion to continue to invest your time, your energy and money until it begins to yield a result. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, if you choose a job not out of passion, if you choose a career not out of passion, because that's what everybody is doing, or because you want quick money, then when the challenges that are almost common in every venture in life hit you, you are likely to give up on that effort. Therefore, it's better that you start off on something you know you will not give up on, and you will continue and persist in no matter how long it takes. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when your life work becomes your passion, you have the energy to sustain that thing even when the going gets tough. I like to tell you a few stories of people whose passion drove them to do the work they have to do and excel at it. You know our own comedian, Ali Baba. Ali Baba is passionate about comedy. His father wanted him to study law, but when he graduated from school, he started pursuing his passion in comedy and media generally. Now, around that time, he used to trek very long distance in Lagos to get to NTA to do his presentation and things like that. So at some point, he was not paid. He was paid 200 naira at some point. And you know, the whole thing was not fun, but he persevered. He continued until he began to get financial rewards for his efforts. In one interview, Ali Baba granted the Sun newspaper, he declared that he's a billionaire. Even if he's a millionaire, we know that even though there were days that he couldn't afford what he needs because he has not made the money, but at some point he got the financial reward that is due to him having persevered by the force of passion. You understand what I'm saying? Linda Ikeje, who is regarded as Nigeria queen of blogging, started blogging and could not make money from her blogger and even modeling and doing other businesses for 4 years. It made her depressed. But this is what she said. He said, even though after crying, I opened my laptop and started writing again. Writing is her area of interest. Writing is her area of is where she's passionate about. That her passion has paid off in that she has become a millionaire blogger. In that she has even expanded from just blogging on Linda IKG blog to having Linda IKG social. Now, these are manifestations of someone who has passion, who is passionate about something, started a life career and life work that borders on their passion. I encourage you today again, you need to build businesses around your passion and not the other way around. The reason is this: life and career is riddled with challenges, obstacles, and even a time lag before you begin to reap the fruits of your labor. At those trying times, it is the force of passion that can sustain you to continue. Therefore, please build your life work and career around your passion, and work will be fun for you all day long.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.